This is Only We Matter Podcast. I'm Brandon.
I'm Jacqueline.
Our desire is to spark conversation of how each generation matters.
Join in on our conversation. I am excited to see them as parents. I'm excited to see, hopefully they didn't pick up the bad things. You know, the things we did wrong that every parent goes, ah, if only I could go back, I would, because that was a stupid, that was just a dip move, you know?
So how do you think the role of grandparenting has changed from when you were a kid and had grandparents to today?
Okay, so I can only base it on my own experience.
Yeah, for sure.
So the role of my grandparents, I remember them, but they were already quite old when I came along because I was so far behind in my family. So they didn't play with me. Mm-hmm. They may have played games with me when I was smaller, but I don't remember that.
Right.
I have one memory that I went and I stayed overnight at their house. Mm-hmm. So they must have been late. Wait a minute. I have to do the math here. They might have been late 60s. And I had a sleepover and I actually slept in their bed with them.
Okay, yep.
So, and that was totally kosher back then. Mm-hmm. And nothing happened. Like, it was completely fine.
So was it like a fun experience for you, like that you got to go to stay the night at grandparents, or was it like?
No, I don't even have an emotion around that. I just have the memory of that. But I do remember that when we would go and visit, it was always on a Sunday afternoon because that's when my parents were off. And it was probably once a month that we went.
Okay.
And it was like about an hour and a half drive one way. So we would go up. I can't remember if we went to church. We might have missed church. We went up and then we had the whole like morning, afternoon, and then we came home for supper time so that I was ready for bed. But I remember going to their place and grandma would allow me to go into the garden.
Right.
And pick whatever I wanted, like whatever. She still had a huge garden. So, you know, couldn't have been like 80. She must have been like around 70 something. So that was cool. Like, that was cool. And my grandfather played, I wish I could remember what the name of it is. Oh, where's my sister when I need her? It was a type of an accordion, but it was smaller.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a full accordion. It was a smaller box accordion. And it was amazing. So he was very musical. And loved to laugh. I just remember he had a good sense of humor. You know, the teens of the day gave him a hard time because his knees were so bad. So it was the way, you know, he walked. And they gave him such a hard time. And he would just laugh. Like, he told us about it. And he would just laugh. And he'd think that was so funny. And he'd say, you know what? That was a great joke. And he would just keep on going. And I loved those things about him. But that's about it.
Yeah.
Like, there was no, I don't remember any spiritual input from them.
Now, I wonder if there wasn't any expectation from your parents of them, or if it was more just a come visit once a month kind of thing. And I imagine that evolved over time for them as well. But yeah, just kind of digging to see if there might be a difference in expectation from then to now of involvement of grandparents.
Absolutely. Based on what I grew up with, you just went to visit and you, I don't know, some might have talked like or played games or something, but there was like, now I think the expectation is that the grandparents are fully involved with helping and raising their grandbabies. And I don't know, like, let's revisit this in a year and see where I'm at. I don't know if it's just the times, if people are just more busy, if, you know, finances, however, like the economy is just so tough. So everybody has to work. So we need somebody to look after the kids. And you don't want to go to daycare because that just defeats the purpose of going to work. And I don't know, all those things. Mm-hmm. I really think it is different.
Yeah. So many different dynamics, right? Like, especially with like two people needing to make an income to make a household work more so now than before, you know, makes a big difference of how many grandmas are still working, you know, as they become grandmas and later on retirement comes, but not till the kids are much older maybe. And if that has played a role in the type of care that grandparents can offer, I don't know. There's so many dynamics, that I think have changed that.
I don't think it's as simple as it was.
Maybe not. 40 years ago. Yeah.
I think life might have been a bit harder, but more simple.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
Things are a bit easier, but more complicated. You have so many fast foods or canned goods or, you know, all that kind of stuff. Now that you can buy to whip together a meal.
Yeah. Yeah. All I know is that I think no matter what age, when you have grandparents, I think it's a privilege as well. Like, it's a privilege to have grandparents. Not everyone gets them or not everyone gets the same amount. But the value, I think the value of having a grandparent just, I don't know. I think it has to increase the quality of life for the kids and the parents and the family life together. That's what I think anyway. I think it's really, really important the role of grandparents get to play, though it's obviously very different than being a parent. That I think the amount of influence is pretty significant on the children.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, what just came to mind is, different cultures, how they live together.
Right, yeah.
Right? The multi-generational families live together. And so that influence of grandparents is every day. And it's the norm.
Yeah.
It's just the norm.
Yeah.
And that's not our culture. It's not a North American culture. And I can't actually even picture that happening. Can you picture that happening?
Oh, no, because we've never lived like that.
No.
You know, and know what that even feels like. Because all we would think is like, oh, man, think of the hard work.
Yeah.
That would be if my parents moved in or right. And
For
a while, it'd be like really efficient.
Yes.
You know, and then, but as aging happens, it changes things. And you're like, oh, I don't want that. Let's put them in a home.
Or it's just loud, right? They can't handle. It's just a natural aging process that they can't handle loud noises.
Yeah. Right.
But kids are loud.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You know, and they want to have fun. And just circling back, I'm excited. I think about how our kids, children, will be in our home.
Yeah.
And running around. And we were just at a birthday party recently, and the mom, the lady's birthday, she was a grandma. And I remember, I love her granddaughter, and I just happened to look over, and she's walking now, and the grandma put her arms out, and she ran to her, and I'm like, I can hardly wait when they come and they feel that safety, and they can hardly wait, like they just know that they're loved.
That's so good. Can I tell you the flip side to that?
Okay.
Here's the flip side.
Yeah.
So our oldest always loved grandma. Our second, it took a little bit. But our third has been like really hard on grandma. Huh? Because she would not go to her, cry every time. Like our newborn's like 10 months old now. And like just starting to like grandma a little bit. Like, doesn't cry every time she's holding her. But though after a while, she probably will cry. So, like, I can't imagine how hard that must be. It's like, she'll come to her eventually. But so far, it hasn't been willingly. It's been just crying. Grandma babysitting, and it's crying for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. That's just heart-wrenching.
So it's great to hear all these like romanticizing what grandparenting will be for you. And I'm like, oh, I've been seeing it and it's not always romantic.
I remember your sister-in-law. She was little. I was there when she was born. And I was so excited to have this relationship with her.
Yeah.
And I remember any time I didn't even have to look at her, I remember this so vividly. She was in her high chair. She was eating. And I purposely went as far away as I could, away from the high chair. I did not look at her. And I walked by and she burst into tears. And I was like, Nance, I just don't know what I can do to win this girl over. And, you know, now it's so sweet because I wish we were closer because I would love to love on her children.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we just have a sweet relationship now. But boy, it sure wasn't then.
Nope, that's right.
And I'd be so excited to go and see her. And she just, no way would she have anything to do with me. So now I need to just redirect my prayers that this little grandbaby's going to not be like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's fun to chat a little bit about this.
Well, it's exciting because life just happens and you get that first moment of glow and excitement when people are told and then, everybody goes back to life. Mm-hmm, and so it's fun to talk about it just a little few weeks after the announcement.
Some anticipation, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait to just see my daughter-in-law and just how she continues to just grow and develop this baby inside, right? And just to see the progression of all that. So I'm excited about that too.
Yeah, that's really good. Every member of every generation is needed to raise children, right? It takes more than just those little family units. They're a lie. We need everybody.
We do. We need intergenerational people in our lives.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's it. That's a wrap. Thanks.
Thanks for sharing.
Okay. Thanks for being excited.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to Only We Matter. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Brandon.
Have a good one.